Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah reads, Hamakiv Eschaveru Mishalo Shuchosav. If somebody owns property around his neighbor on three sides of his neighbor's field, Eserish Vegadar Eserishona Vasashnia Vasashlishas, and the owner fences off the three surrounding walls of his neighbor, Ein Mechayvin Oso. We do not obligate the one who is surrounded to pay to split the cost with the larger landowner, even though there is a responsibility, or there's a benefit actually, of privacy that the person who is surrounded on the three sides gets by not having the other neighbors see into his field as a result of the walls that were built. Nonetheless, the Mishnah is teaching us that he is not compelled to build the wall, and as a result, he doesn't have to split the cost of the benefit. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi comes and teaches us, Im Amad Gadar Esrevius, if the guy realizes that, hey, I just got three walls built around three or four sides, so for an extra couple of dollars I could build a wall on the fourth side and then I'm completely surrounded, and he actually does that and he fences up the fourth side, God will allow him to call. He'll give an obligation for the entire bill, his obligation for the entire bill, according to many of the commentators, it's only referring to his obligation. We can pay because when he puts up a fourth wall, he demonstrates that he has an interest in it, and as a result of having an interest in it, he has to pay his half of the expenses. However, the Tanna Kamma teaches us that well, he doesn't have to pay half of all of the costs. He only has to pay half of the picket fence. The reason for him only having to pay half of the picket fence is that according to the Tanna Kamma, according to the first commentator of the Mishnah, he's getting the product that he's getting, the benefit that he's getting, is that he wasn't, and that little animal can come in and out of the field. And perhaps if the wall built, which ensures privacy, which is a board level, higher and stronger, and some particular sensors get animals out, he likely does not have to match the other ones, but as long as he wants to benefit from the ticket fence, and therefore, according to the Tanna Kamma, he only has to pay half the cost of building the ticket fence.
Mishnah Dal.
Kosav Chatzar Shenafal. If the wall of courtyard falls, Mechayvenos Olivnos Ad Arba Amos, we will obligate the neighbors, the owners of the adjoining courtyards, to share in the expenses of rebuilding the wall, however, only until 4 Amos, even though the initial wall might have been higher. Nonetheless, the responsibility is only to rebuild 4 Amos. The Mishnah continues, Cheskas Shanasan, Absalom Rehaya Shalom Nasan. Each of the partners, each of the neighbors, contributed until the other brings proof that there was no contribution on behalf of one of the parties. The Ad Amos Lamala, the obligation we said is only from up until 4 Amos. However, if they want to build 4 Amos and higher, Ein Mechayven Oso, we do not obligate them to build. If one person wants to, they would have to shoulder all the expenses on their own individually. Additionally, another case where they'd have to start paying for the expenses, in any case, the mission continues, if after the wall is rebuilt higher than 4 Amos, and the neighbor decides to build and put up another wall next to it. Afal pi shelo nasa mitatikra, even though the person has not yet placed a roof upon it, nevertheless, megavim lav hakol, we make him pay for all of it. The reason being is that the only reason why somebody would put a wall adjacent to another wall is to drop a roof on top of it. There are many reasons why one would want to do that. Perhaps it's better for them to have a place to take a break, or maybe there's a crop or a plant that they'd want there, or a place for their animals. And if they want to take advantage of the wall that was built, that they didn't have to pay for, or they didn't have to contribute, then the moment they put up the other wall, it shows, it demonstrates that there is a, they have a vested interest in the benefits that come out of that wall, and therefore they have a responsibility to fund it, or to fund their share. And the Mishnah modifies and says, "B'chizkas shelo nasan ad she'evi ra'yah she'nasan." Mishnah teaches us that in a case, in the, both these cases, where there's whether it's the going building up higher or putting a wall next to it, that the neighbor is presumed to not have contributed the funds unless he can furnish a receipt that he did pay. And the actual practical application here is, if it does fall, how do you figure responsibility of who has to pay for it, or who the bricks belong to?